we have had a lot of conversations today about the Browns, things you've heard out of training camp. Yesterday, we heard Kevin Stefanski acknowledge that playing Deshaun Watson in the preseason was a possibility. Today, Deshaun spoke on that possibility.
That's a Kevin decision.
He said he hasn't decided, but yeah. Where are you right now on that?
If I'm playing, I'm on the field, I got to go out there and perform. So anytime I'm on that field, I'm competing, and if I play, and then I play. If not, then I support my teammates.
So I will say, smart answer by Deshaun. Very smart answer on Deshaun. I also don't buy it for a second. It is not merely a Kevin decision. This, as a matter of fact, it's a $230 million decision. So it's not just a Kevin decision. I would imagine Andrew Berry's going to have a say in this. I would imagine Deshaun is going to have a say in this. And, you know, Fedor and I got into this quite a bit yesterday. But we talked about it from one angle. And I think one of the things the Browns have to think about is Deshaun's confidence and whether they think playing Deshaun in the preseason can boost or maybe break down his confidence. Because as we talked about in the 5-5, I don't believe that Deshaun's confidence didn't waver at some points the last 2 years. He's a human being. Whether you feel any kind of sympathy for Deshaun Watson or not, the man went from being thought of as a model employee, model member of the community, and one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. 4 years later, his reputation is wildly different, and how they think of him from a football perspective is also wildly different. You would have to not be human for that not to shake your confidence a little bit. But I'll say, the other part, and I don't know the Browns factor this in, I get the sense that Deshaun is becoming the elephant in the room heading into the regular season. I know I've heard from a lot of you over the last 8 months about Deshaun's health, Deshaun's performance, your confidence in Deshaun. I've continued to have to come back to the thing of Deshaun can play five games again this year, play like crap. He's still going to be on this roster next year. So maybe in that event, you draft a quarterback and let him duke it out. Maybe you have a developmental quarterback in case he just never finds it. But Deshaun's likely here until the end of this contract because the fact it is a fully guaranteed contract. But I think we all understand where this is. There's really no new furtive ground on Deshaun. You either think he will do it again or you think he won't. You think the last 2 years are two different situations, 1 year shaking off rust, the other dealing with a serious injury. Or you just think he sucked. You either give him credit for playing better last year or say it wasn't good enough. You either say 14 of 14 against Baltimore and he got a huge road win before the injury, or they were all short throws and anyone could have done that, and that was a team win. There's really no in-between with Deshaun anymore. The Deshaun wars as of right now are mostly fought. And yet, there is this conversation about should they play him in the preseason. And one element that I don't know if it registers for them anymore, they'll say it won't. That doesn't mean it does. Teams lie all the time. I think Deshaun was maybe fibbing a little bit and saying it's a Kevin decision. And by the way, it's the right answer. Let the coach answer about whether you're going to play in the preseason or not, or whether you want to play in the preseason. Let the coach decide that. If you get hurt, let the coach be your meat shield. At the same point, you cannot tell me that if Deshaun Watson goes out in the preseason and looks bad in this new offense, and looks bad is relative, guys. He might be out there for one series, which could be anywhere from 3 to 7 plays to 10 plays. But if he has a bad throw, that is what a majority of Browns fans who've already made up their decision about Deshaun are going to highlight. But what's wild about this, we're talking about this in kind of the pre-show. I don't think the opposite's true. I think part of the risk proposition here, which is you give Deshaun more time to figure it out, figure out game speed. And again, preseason game speed is nothing like the regular season game speed. So I don't even really buy that. But again, hypothetically, you give him more time to figure out game speed. Maybe he'll take a hit, because why would we really want him to take a hit in the preseason, for the love of God? But again, he's got to get hit. He's got to remember what it's like to be hit. And all these different, maybe he'll be more ready for the Dallas game. I think it's all asinine. At most, he's going to play maybe three quarters. Probably against other teams' threes. I don't know how much confidence or rhythm you can get in a preseason game that's meaningless in three quarters, that you can't get in after all the practice you're going to do anyways, all the joint practices, training camp, every practice you have leading up to it. I don't know how much more those three quarters are going to matter. And I think factoring into this, so again, I just wouldn't play Deshaun. Do I completely discount, hypothetically, that those three quarters, if that's as much as he played, that could get him a little bit more ready? Yeah, sure. More reps, you never know. I don't have definitive proof that it is the worst idea on the planet, but it's about the risk. It's about risk versus reward. But in the same way that if he goes out there and Deshaun looks bad in the preseason, there's no reward for if he looks good. Because if Deshaun looks good in the preseason, anybody who's a detractor is just going to say, it's the preseason. That's what you're supposed to look like. So in the preseason, the expectation is you look really good because you're not always playing against other people's ones. And by the way, it's as controllable of an environment as you possibly can have. 216-474-0092. Can Deshaun make you any more comfortable heading into the season with his preseason play? If Deshaun plays in the preseason, is there anything he can show you that'll make you feel more prepared that Deshaun is going to be the quarterback that lives up to that trade? Because honestly, I think if Deshaun plays in the preseason, he plays poorly, and you think, well, that's it, it's over, then you're overreacting. And at the same point, if Deshaun goes out there and he looks like vintage Mahomes in three quarters, the appropriate response is, well, he's playing up against backups. It's a preseason game. We'll talk to you against Dallas. And that's the rub for me. I have bars upon bars upon bars for Deshaun to set this year. And nothing he does in the preseason is going to make me go, yep, we got it. Now, at the same point, nothing's going to make me go definitively, oh, this isn't going to go well, because I can still give him, that's a new offense. We tend to wait bad plays more in this scenario where we're all a little anxious or maybe even cynical about Deshaun's ability to stay healthy and be Deshaun. Like, I'm considered the Deshaun homer simply because I refuse to say the dude's cooked. I don't know. He's played 11 games. I don't know how anyone can definitively make up their mind on Deshaun Watson after 11 games in 2 years when the previous year and a half he didn't play. I keep an open mind for Deshaun because making some premature judgment isn't going to make that contract any less onerous to the Browns. We can keep doing that. Well, you know what? He's got to do it this year or we're going to replace. Okay, but that's not the truth. That's not what's going to happen. You might bring in competition for him. Hell, you might draft a quarterback with a first-round pick. There's supposed to be like 8 that could go in the first round next year. All those things could happen. Even if you bring a kid in, it's not guaranteed he would just become the starter over Deshaun. We're going to be doing this dance with Deshaun. And I'm not trying to be this guy on a Friday. It's a great Friday. I'm so happy to be here. But the stone-cold sober truth is, we're going to do this dance until Deshaun either stays healthy and plays like Deshaun did in Houston or anywhere close to it, or until that contract is done. And even then, It might have to add an extra voidable year or two just to make sure that when you finally face the salary cap hit, the dead cap hit, that it doesn't completely cripple your franchise. So if that's the truth, and I know we're going to overreact in Dallas. Against Dallas. Dallas is here. I know we're going to overreact to every one of these games. I'm trying to position myself to stay steady, to steal Dustin's vernacular, steady with Deshaun Watson. If he plays in the preseason, I sure hope he looks good. But I'm not going to bank on that meaning. Deshaun is ready. Deshaun is here. Deshaun is ready to be Deshaun. If Deshaun plays in the preseason and looks poor, it's probably going to stoke my anxiety a little bit more because I got $230 million. No, it's not just that. I got three more years banking on Deshaun paying off. But at the end, I'm going to say, it's just the preseason. Here's the thing. Probably going to have to be measured in September as well. It is a new offense. You are working in a couple new pieces. You have a new offensive line coach. You have a fair slate of teams that you should be able to make some hay with. You've also got Micah Parsons across the field in week one. This Deshaun thing this year, my number one thing, clear this first hurdle. Get through September without an injury. And then I'm going to say, all right, have we won anything? If not, well, okay, now go win some games. But stay healthy in October. And once you get into November, if he stayed healthy, now it's going to be, I need to start seeing you play better. And then once I see him play better, I'm going to need to see him maybe take a step forward. Or maybe he starts playing better right before the postseason, then I need to see him win a playoff game. I know that while the Browns might look at playing Deshaun in the preseason as a positive because you might just get him a few more reps, help shake off any remaining rust, and maybe just proof of concept, all that other stuff. But the reality is, either way, there's going to be a lot of overreaction with Deshaun. And this is my gentle reminder, none of it matters till the games matter.